I'm totally comfortable with being motivated by tzaddikim and understanding what they could accomplish. When I think about setting up my tefillah so that a tzaddik can do something with it, I've always been trained that I have a direct connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this feels almost Christian-like. And I'm sure it's my misunderstanding of it, because I'm motivated to it all. It just strikes me in a way that maybe you can help me process it better.
Now, when we pray, here again, there's a delicate terminology here. We are praying to Hashem. There are many rabbis that write extremely emphatically that it's forbidden when a person is visiting the Kever of a Tzaddik, it's forbidden in any way whatsoever. Presenting my words, I'm addressing the Tzaddik. We only address Hashem, period, nothing else. This is what many rabbis say. There are other rabbis that make it perfectly clear that a person can address the tzaddik that's buried there, and a person can ask the tzaddik to pray on their behalf. And they bring proof from sources in the Gemara and in the story of Kalev ben Yefuna, when Kalev ben Yefuna went, when the spies were sent on a mission to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Kalev ben Yefuna went to the Mora Samach Pela. And it says he went there, again, asking the tzaddikim, asking the Avos HaKadoshim to pray on his behalf. The Gemara in Sota, I believe it's page 14, where the Gemara there speaks about the topic of tefillah and kivrei tzaddikim. And there the Bach adds a piece that obviously he saw in one of the versions in the Gemara, which in our Gemaras, it's not printed in the Gemara itself, but the Bach, who was way before the Hasidim, the Bais Chodesh, in the Hakoyes HaBach, includes this piece where the question is asked, why is it that we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried today? And he explains the reason why we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried today is because if we did know, we would go there and we would say to Moshe Rabbeinu, get up and defend us like you did during your lifetime. And Moshe Rabbeinu would rise up and he would nullify the decree. He would put an end to the Golus even when it wouldn't be the right time. And because Hashem doesn't want that to happen, that's why the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden. That's one of the sources that are quoted by these rabbis who say definitely can address the tzaddik. We know there's a prayer that Rav Nosson Zal wrote regarding Lag BaOmer, or any time a person visits the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And not just when a person's not just on Lag BaOmer, or when a person's visiting the kever, but Rav Nosson Zal said this prayer even in when he was living in Ukraine. And in that prayer, he says, Rebbe, Rebbe, Rechevi, he addresses Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He asks Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to get up and defend Klal Yisrael and pray for all of us and help us get to our tikkun. A person who has never heard of this, and people who have heard of the way it's presented in other religions, the person says, wow, I never saw this in a Jewish source, and I did hear of it in these other religions, so it must be one of their concepts. But if you study the Zohar HaKodesh, if you study Shas, you will see many sources that speak about this. There's a Sefer Mate Ephraim, which is a Sefer that was written by one of the giants, Rabbi Ephraim Margolis. He wrote many Sforim, where it speaks about the month of Elul, the months of Elul and Tishrei. It goes through the laws and customs of these months. And there, when he speaks about the custom that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a Jewish custom of going to graves, going to cemeteries, to pray there as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Yeshua we know comes from Hashem, but very often the tzaddikim are the ones who they bring about the Yeshua. Just like we find in the Chumash, when there was the plague of snakes and other things, the Jews went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, pray for us, save us. We find it several times in the Chumash that they're going to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean? What do I need him for? I can pray myself. The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal says, that's gaiva. For a person to think that they don't need the assistance of tzaddikim is a terrible, terrible mistake. A person who doesn't believe in tzaddikim, doesn't want their intervention, certainly will not get it. the stronger the emuna, the stronger the kesher to the tzaddik, the more the tzaddik is able to help the person. 12 people went on a mission. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for one of them. Eizem in davar, what kind of business is that? If he's praying already, why didn't he pray for all of them? The answer is because they were all Jewish, they were all religious, and they were all great people on certain levels. But one of them had a very unique, special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Yehoshua, who was completely devoted and close to Moshe Rabbeinu. So for him, Moshe Rabbeinu said this special tefillah, Ko Yoshiacho Me'atzas Meraglim, may Hashem save you from falling into the terrible plan of the Meraglim. Whereas the other 11 were more on their own. Kolev ben Yefuna did the next best thing. He ran to the Moras HaMachpelah. He put his life in danger. Hebron then, just like today, was a dangerous place. And Kolev ben Yefuna went there because he wasn't willing to rely on his own merit or his own prayer. He wanted to invite the Avos to include Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and Sora Rivka Rachel to include them in his prayer.
When I was in Uman, like, how do you not fall that you don't want Rav Nachman to be a Shem? No. I just wanted to understand.
Sure. When we start the Shmon Esrei, when we start the main prayer, we begin by reminding ourselves that it's the Hashem of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I'm coming as a son and a student of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In addition, the Breslov Hasidim, we say, Hareini Mekasher Atzmi, L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Shebedorenu. I hereby declare that I'm attaching myself to all of the tzaddikim of this generation, ulechol hatzaddikim amitim sheich neofor, and to all the tzaddikim who have passed away. Breslovers add, ubefrat, especially to my rabbi, Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, zchusa yogan aleinu malko Yisrael. We say that once a day. I'm putting my faith in a tzaddik that with his help, my prayer will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. My mitzvah will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Now, because of the fact that there is this risk that you mentioned, my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Levracha, for example, whenever anybody asked him, in general, whenever anybody asked him, how do we pray at the grave of a tzaddik, he would answer simply and clearly, we pray to Hashem, only. We pray to Hashem. With the merit, with the schus of the tzaddikim, we're asking the tzaddik to play his role, bringing our prayer together with the prayers of all of Klal Yisrael and sending it up. Because it's the tzaddikim that are in charge of building the Mishkan. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, every tefillah that a Jew says and every mitzvah that a Jew does is a brick in the Mishkan. Each one of us is contributing a piece. The pasuk says in Chumash, Vayaviu HaMishkan El Moshe, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe, and again, the Zohar HaKadosh is the one that makes it clear as to what that means.
Thank you, Rav.